anything she wants, she can get it.
Yes, it's Boom 103.9 Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. I am Mina Say What. Welcome to Mina's House. I got an artist in the building today, straight out of the West Coast. He's a little cold.
Right.
Dom Kennedy is here.
Woohoo!
You got the gang gang with you today.
Yeah. We rolling a little thick tonight.
You know, he brought like 20 people with him.
Nah. Cut that in half.
So you're on tour right now.
Yes,
you're at the Trocadero tonight.
Yes,
correct?
Yes. Trocadero, win or lose tour.
Right. So this is crazy. So Dom is actually an independent artist.
Yep.
And I've seen you perform at the Troc actually 4 years ago.
Okay.
So you are one of the very few very successful independent artists talking about you're putting out music.
Right.
You have a very specific, unique, established fan base.
Right.
You go on tour
right.
and this is how you make your money. And you've been signed. You've never been signed,
never
right?
Never been signed in a day of my life. Only to myself. You know what I mean?
That's
I have artists, though, that do have record deals, that have had record deals. But me personally, nope, never.
That's so you're like part of the new model. You know, the new artist model, the self-made artist model where literally you operate your whole business off of putting stuff on the internet, on social media, and you make money off of
it. iTunes, you know what I'm saying, was a big part of it. I've been in the game for a minute now, but now it's a little more, I don't want to say like successful, but you do see more artists going the independent route.
Right.
At the time when I started, it was very, very few people that never really had record deals that was like you said, could do a tour
right.
multiple times, put out music, make money, you know, have an impact, have actual fans, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody from the underground to the mainstream know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm definitely one of the, like, probably in the top whatever to ever do it.
I agree with
in
you.
In terms of the rap game, for sure.
How long have you been rapping? Doing this, this way?
This is my 10th year.
So you've been in the game for 10 years.
Yeah, 10
you
years.
Just put out your 6th album.
Yep, official album.
Right.
Two on iTunes now, yep.
And you're on your what tour?
This will probably be around six.
Six tour.
Yeah, I've been doing shows since like 2010. So you could say like 8 years.
8 years.
Yeah, doing shows.
Yo, can we clap it up for this entrepreneur?
Thank you, man.
You're an entrepreneur.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I had to be. You know, just being in love with the details, I should say, just the type of person that I am, it kind of led me down this path. And then timing truly is everything, because when I did first start, it was like the end of the rap game as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then something new was starting with streaming.
And iTunes.
It was before streaming. Exactly.
Right.
So people at that time, you know, they probably considered the rap game dead or the music genre, period. You know, because it wasn't really no reason to get a big advance or sign an artist or take a chance. Unless, kind of like now, maybe if they feel like at some point in your career you could be a real pop star and
right.
they make a lot of money off you. But if you just really care about the art and have your own ideas, like I came from the Rockefeller, Death Row, Bad Boy, you know what I mean? Rap a lot. Like I grew up No Limit. I grew up looking at that.
Right.
You know, so that was always in my heart. You know, it wasn't necessarily to be a pop star. It was to have my own company. You
right.
know what I mean? So that's kind of where I am right now.
Dom Kennedy's in the building. He's out of the West Coast.
Yes,
he's a
yes.
rapper, completely yes, 100% independent.
All the time.
Touring every OPM. Year, putting out projects, and just, I'm amazed by
thank you.
What people like you do, Nipsey Hussle.
Exactly.
You know, people who are doing this music thing on an independent level. So we're going to continue talking to him. Dom Kennedy is here right here on Boom 103.9 Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. I got Dom Kennedy here on Boom 103.9 Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. I am Mina Say What. Welcome to Mina's House. Dom is straight from the West Coast.
Yeah.
It's a little cold out here to your taste, right?
Yeah. It's a beautiful day, man. I'm looking out the window. I see the river. What river is that?
That's the Delaware.
Okay, the Delaware.
The other side is Jersey.
Okay.
Then you don't need glasses. You actually have really good eyesight. You can see all the way out there.
Yeah, we didn't know. We came in. I thought it was a little warmer, but it's all love. You know what I mean? Happy to be here in Philly.
Yes. So Dom is an independent artist, been doing his thing for 10 years, you know, releasing music on tour.
Yeah.
You know, I actually went to your show at the Troc like 4 years ago, the Get Home Safely tour. You had the whole situation packed.
Right.
Like, there's artists that are known that can't pack out the Trocadero. What that whole, like, 3,000 people, I would say, maybe? Maybe 1,000? 1100? Yeah, his shout out to his tour manager Wayne. Yo, people were on the balcony.
Yeah.
That's when I realized how the game has changed.
Mm-hmm.
This was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Because you never had a label deal.
Yeah.
Put out music, go on tour, you can pack out a decent venue, and you get what percentage of the tickets sold? What, maybe 70%? 80?
Yeah, something like that.
85% of the money?
Yeah.
You don't got to split it up with a label.
OPM.
You know? It goes to you.
Yeah, it goes to the label and the artist.
So financially, you good.
Yeah, I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? Whatever work I put in, it come back to me 10 times over for sure. It's all about, for being independent, you kind of create your own success.
Right.
Which I think scares a lot of people away from, like how you were saying earlier, like a lot of people, you know, they'll come up, how you get in the game? For me, that's a strange question because I never asked nobody that or never cared, you know? But I think a lot of people could operate if you gave them $10 and then say, go to the store. Me, I'm going with my own money and get what I want. You know what I'm saying? And figure it out. A lot of people, you kind of got to create your own scenarios. You got to create your own music that's going to make you platinum in your pockets. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Instead of somebody giving you $100,000 and making you feel like you got some money. You know what I mean? When really, you got to pay that back. You know what I'm saying? As an artist, it's really what you taking home. Now with somebody pushing across to you. If somebody say, you hot, I'm going to give you this $1 million. You just borrowed $1 million. You know what I'm saying? Somebody loaned you $1 million.
Right.
Would you want to owe somebody $1 million? No,
right.
You wouldn't, right? You want $1 million, but you don't want to owe nobody. You don't want nobody to have, you have to pay somebody back $1 million.
Right.
That's kind of the situation with the music game. But it's hard, I think, mentally for a lot of people to see themselves on that. Boss is a cliche term in rap, but it's appropriate here. It's hard for people to put themselves in that boss position to be able to say, what do I have to do? It might not be today a millionaire, but I can make 50,000 today.
Right.
I can make 7,000 tomorrow. I can make 20,000 on a weekend. You know what I'm saying? And then before the year's up,
you got a couple 1.5 thousand, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then you happy. And then it's like, somebody that did a lot of work, they might have got advanced for $1 million at the end of the year, but when you check their pockets on that same year, then what they got? 30,000 left.
Right. Well, people don't understand the business of the music business.
Exactly.
Like, when they give you advances and stuff like that, some of it, it's like a signing bonus. Sometimes they give you a signing bonus and that's completely yours, but in general, you know, the money that they invest in you, they call it recoup it back. They got to make it back. So if they spend $500,000 on your video, they got to get back $500,000.
Your video got to generate $500,000 in order to be successful.
Right.
And why wouldn't it? Yeah, so, I mean, it's just simple, really. When you get in the music game, and then at the same time, I don't lie to people and say independent is for everybody as well, because you still have to spend that money if you want to be successful. You still have to go in your pocket and say, if you want to shoot a video of high quality, it's going to cost you $30,000 to $50,000.
Right.
You know what I mean? And not having no advance or not having a label to call and say, hey, I want to do a video, because y'all pay. You have to pay that yourself. You know what I'm saying? So it's not for everybody, man.
Man, we talking to a real boss, self-made.
Thank you. I appreciate
Dom
it.
Dom Kennedy here. He's an artist out of the West Coast. He's at the Trocadero tonight. We're going to continue talking about what you got going on.
Okay.
All right. Don't move. If you love me, don't you? Boom 103.9, Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. I'm Mina Say What. You're inside Amina's house. Dom Kennedy is here.
That's right. OPM, we in the building.
Straight out of the West Coast.
Hey.
Independent artist doing his thing for 10 plus years.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, you know, one of the leaders when it comes to the new model in this music industry thing.
You gotta get it how you live out here, man. I be trying to tell these kids, man, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of them is got mind, you know, and ideas beyond even what they imagine.
Right.
You know, and it's like, I just wouldn't settle, man. If anything, if you learn anything from my situation, people out there that's probably heard of me, people that haven't, that's going to look it up, just don't settle, man. Find out everything you need to know about what it is you want to do, especially if it's this music game, because chances are, like we were saying earlier, you and your people, you know, you can start a business, whether you sign, whether you're independent, it's, you still got to be a business and business minded. And
right.
chances are you and your people, you and your team, whoever you roll with, y'all going to be responsible for your success. So right. figure it out now, you know, hire your people, put them in place, give them jobs. Be as detailed as you can with what it is you want to do with your career, for sure.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to talk to you today, because people need to hear more of those stories.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people come through and they're the sign artists, and, yeah. you know, they don't understand that there's other avenues for you to make your thing, your dreams happen. And it's not even just in music, in
yeah,
general.
Exactly, in general.
Like, sure. you can start an app and put it online yeah. and make money, or you have an idea, you get it patented, and yeah. then you go and create it. You know, you find an investor or an inventor, yeah. invent your idea, an investor yeah. will give you money, and you put exactly. it together and sell something exclusively via Walmart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You create a partnership, you get your business together, you know, you sit down with the sales department, then all of a sudden you exclusively got your invention in Walmart, and then you expand. Like, I just want people to start thinking outside of the box.
For sure. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man. It's all out there for you.
Right.
So, make it happen.
So, you put out your recent album, Sixth Album, Volume 2 is called.
Volume 2, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
right. Yeah, they yeah. can
I'm
find
really
it on iTunes.
It's on iTunes. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Spotify, Tidal, shout out to Tidal. Everywhere. Google Play.
Yep, yep.
It's on everything.
And they can check that out. Now, I saw that you formed a group with Hit-Boy.
Hit-Boy, yeah.
What yeah. is that about?
That's my dog, man. About maybe like 18 months ago now, almost maybe 2 years ago, we was getting back working real tough, just had linked up. I've been rocking with Hit for, you know, a long time.
Hit-Boy got some hits at
yeah,
this point.
Exactly.
It's heavy.
Pre-Grammy, all of that, that was my dog. We always been working, you know what I'm saying? And just over the years, we always stayed in touch. And about, like I said, 18 months ago, we probably linked up to work. And then he was like, you know, we was obviously working on some music for me. And then I was listening to some of the songs he was making personally. He was playing them for me where he was rapping on them and had some beats.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, damn, man, like some of the songs that we was doing, I hopped on one of his songs. Then mm-hmm. I did one. And then we just came up with the idea to like have a little side project. So we call it Courtesy of Half a Mil. And that's me and Hit-Boy right mm-hmm. there. And it's with the same mindset that both of us have, like having success in different kind of lanes. Him being a mega producer,
right.
you know what I'm saying? Me being independent on the rap tip and having a fan base, but we just wanted to mesh those and take that energy and put it together, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? And be like, let's see what we could do. We just having fun with the rap game, you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? He make beats, we both rapping. It's fun. We getting a little cult following behind it, and we got part two. We put out one album, and we got part two coming out soon, too.
When's that coming? Back.
It'll probably be out. We was trying to get it out before I left, but we just taking our time with it. It'll probably be out like first quarter 2019, if I had to guess, for sure.
Okay. And Nipsey Hussle,
yeah,
last time
dog,
we spoke.
Man. That's Victory Lap. Make sure y'all get that. I know y'all heard that already. Make sure
yeah.
y'all get that. I'm on that Double Up. You know what I mean? The bonus track, I think. They just put out the video for it.
Uh-huh.
It did really well. A lot of people hit me up. Nip doing this thing right now.
Another one doing it independently.
Truly inspired. You know, we from a couple blocks down the way from each other. You know, got a lot of the same friends. So it's really great to see somebody, a story, like, come to fruition like that right in front of your face. You know, I remember just being at the barbershop on Crenshaw, and the first time somebody, one of my people's like, yeah, Nipsey, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, okay, for sure. You know, and checking it out to me, and this is like 2006. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Now, so it's like, it's real history. Like, we got real history. You know, when you creating it, you coming up with somebody, you don't realize it. And now we look up and we like the bigger dudes in the game. Like, people, you know, the young homies coming up now in L.A., they look up to us.
Right,
like,
right.
You know, and at the time, it wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of had to fight, put our backs to the wall together, you know, and make songs and make moments for ourselves to get that respect. And now we got it. His album, one of the best albums of the year, getting a lot of praise, as it should, man. I'm just happy for him, for
yeah.
sure.
Tom Kennedy, thank you for stopping through. I appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
Check him out at the Trocadero tonight.
We're going to be there
live. It's going to be packed all the way to the second on top, the balcony.
Yeah, we're going to try to make something happen. Kaz is opening up.
Kaz, shout out to Kaz. Yeah. He's signed to Dreamville.
Dreamville, yep. J305, one of my artists, and Warren Brew, another group that I got out the West Coast, out of L.A. They rocking too, so we're going to have some fun, you know what I mean, and do our thing.
All right, Dom, I appreciate you.